Hey guys, welcome back to My Strange Addiction. Today's podcast is actually taking a break from my obsessions, and I have a special guest. Today I have with me...
I'm Alana.
One of my super close friends.
Not my customer service boy.
The same. This is My Strange Addictions. Today we are talking about...
LPS, Littlest Pet Shops.
Littlest Pet Shops. Now, this is not something that I was actually ever obsessed with, but Alana was quite the connoisseur, weren't you?
I really was. I still kind of am, but, like, I'm not... Guys, I don't play with them anymore. I swear I don't play with them anymore. Literally.
Even if you did, I'm proud of you.
Kind of iconic.
Yeah, literally. All right, so when did you... What was the first time that you, like, I don't know, found out about LPS?
Okay, so, like, I guess the first time was, like, the McDonald's Happy Meal toys. They would have, like, Littlest Pet
Shops.
Really?
Did you go to McDonald's a lot?
Duh. Obviously, Gammies would take me there every Thursday with my brother because we had drama practice. And, like, she didn't want to cook on Thursdays, too. So she'd be like, it's McDonald's Day, guys. And we'd be like, yes. And we'd, like, we'd drive over there.
Yes. Awesome.
But, okay, wait. But when I really got obsessed.
Yes.
Was... I had lice in, like, the second or third grade.
Okay. How was that?
And it was wonderful. It was delectable. It was honestly the best time of my life because that's when I got my first LPS.
You know what? I just remembered I had lice in third grade, too.
So, wait,
okay.
Next obsession.
No.
Is lice.
Hold on. Let's talk about lice for a second. So, your third grade was my second grade.
Yes.
My third grade was your fourth grade. So, we had it a year apart, but we didn't even know each other anyways. We met each other when I was in sixth grade and she was in seventh, but...
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
But besides that, how did you get the lice out?
Okay, so, we tried literally everything. Yeah, same. Like, and finally...
Wait, just a second.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm drinking my Dunkin'.
It's fine.
When I got lice, I had long hair, so just so everyone knows.
Same.
So I had it bad, too, just like all the girls.
Yeah, literally. And, like, I wasn't about to cut my hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in Arthur, when the girls had lice or whatever, that episode, I was so scared because I watched that episode and then I got lice.
Oh.
And they get their hair cut, like, in a pixie cut or whatever. And back then, it was the 2000s, so obviously everyone was like, they look like boys. But I was so scared of that, and I was not about to cut my hair. And we tried everything. We tried, like, apparently they don't like mint or licorice. So, like, I used mint shampoo, and that really helped. But what we finally did was my mom, like, paid for this lady to pick them out of my head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, I had a similar experience. Yeah. It took me, like, an entire week, and we just kept shampooing, like, doing the thing where my mom would pick them out daily.
Yeah. No, my mom did that, too.
I would have to sit there for, like, 3 hours every single day.
Yeah.
And then, eventually... She was just, like, so sick of it. So, we just went to this place. They didn't pick it out. They, like, put, like, this iron on your head, and it just kills all the lice with, like, with heat. And then it just kills all of them.
Boston
No, I wasn't in Boston at the time. And we just got to watch them fall out.
That's literally when she got them for me, because I would be sitting there having her pick the lice out of my head for hours and hours. And so I would just be sitting there, like, crying because I was bored and, like, I'd just be watching TV. And so she needed toys that, like, I was a stuffed animal kind of gal myself and, like, a Barbie girl.
Okay.
But, like...
I had a close friend group of stuffed animals when I was little.
But, like, she needed toys that didn't have hair.
Okay.
So, like, LPS, she saw them, like, at Target. And my mom, like, I was kind of a spoiled little gal. So my mom got me tons of toys.
Still
are. Still am. What can I say? But yeah, she like bought me my first pack and I was obsessed with them. It was like, I still have my favorite one was from that set because she's just sentimental to me.
And what is the value of those ones now?
Like they aren't that like, because so value is from, first of all, like, the breed of animal. Like, dogs and cats are more rare, but it depends on the breed. Like, the short-haired cats are the most rare of the cats. And then, like...
Wait, by short-haired, what does that mean? Does that mean that they just look like they... Like, because it's plastic, right?
Yeah, it's plastic. It's, like, it's the shape of, like, the plastic body.
Oh.
Like, the mold that they
use. Okay, that makes sense.
And then, like, there's different ones that are, like, more rare. But, like, I had... This first one wasn't rare because it was, like, a basset hound. Mm-hmm. And then it was, like, a monkey and a pig. But the accessories were rare because it was, like, one of the only LPS, like, ovens or whatever. And then...
oven?
Yeah, it was an oven. Yes, because they're... No, like, when you play with LPS, they're, like, people. Like, they talk and they... Like, they do things. They do things.
Okay. So, I'm a little confused. Why cats and dogs? Like, were they just the... Like, are they physically the rarest? Like, they made the smallest amount of them? Mm-mm. Or... Really? Because things no. I've collected, that's what it is. But what...
So, the rareness of LPS comes from LPS YouTube.
Really?
Literally. That's how it came from. So, like, the biggest LPS series online was called LPS Popular. Uh-huh. It was a huge series. The girl who made it, like, she has, like, over 200,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Wow. So, it's a pretty big... I mean, it's a big community.
It's a big... It was a big community. It's way smaller now because all of the LPS tubers were, like... They were all teenagers. Like, they're... It wasn't
so
kids,
now they're,
really.
Like, in their 20s and stuff.
Yeah. And so, they're done. Like,
so
they...
you were kind of in the community at its peak.
Yeah. I was definitely in the peak of the community, but, like, I was too young to get the fame or whatever. Like,
oh,
I kind of...
Okay.
I had a pretty good amount, but...
Oh, did you... Oh... Sorry, she's getting a text, everyone.
Sorry, y'all.
Did you, like, have a channel or something?
I did have a channel.
Really?
Spoiler.
Okay, so what did you do on your channel? Like, did you get a... Like, okay, what did you do on your channel?
Like, the channel... So, the blueprint comes from this girl with the 200,000 subscribers.
Okay.
Her series was about the LPS, and they were in, like, high school. All of them were in high school, and it's, like... These girls fighting over this guy who's, like, he's a collie. And so, like, collies have rarity. And then the mean girl was a short-haired cat. So that short-haired cat was, like, really rare. And then, like, the dachshund was the main girl.
Wow.
Which is, like, a wiener dog.
That's a lot of power. She gets to dictate the prices of little toys.
No,
that's
literally
crazy.
Literally, the dachshund, like, new in package, it was $200
oh my
on
God.
eBay for a new in package.
Because of a YouTuber? That's crazy.
Yes, and it's and it was more, like, it was still high prices. Like, it was, like, $70, $80 for just the dog. Because she came in a package with, like, three pets. But it, like, the other two were, like, horses, so no one cares, you know?
Because the horses
Because it's a horse,
They're not the main
girl.
Characters.
They're not the main show. Characters.
So what did you do on your YouTube channel? Did you did the same thing?
Oh, I made skits. I didn't have, like, a series like her because, like, there were... a couple different things that people did. People made series, which was, like, mm-hmm. you know, a TV show, basically, of LPS. And then people made music videos. I did a couple of those. Oh, my God. Don't even...
You made music videos?
Yes, I made
like,
music
Like, how?
Videos.
Did you... Is it, like, stop motion? Or you, like...
No.
You, like, just... Your fingers are showing and
Yeah,
stuff?
Your fingers are in it. At one point, like, once the... Like, it was later in the career, but someone started, like... gluing things to the back of their heads, but it was with, like, hot glue, and because of the plastic, like, the hot glue would just come off, and, like, there were no marks or whatever,
oh,
and I did
cool.
that, too. Mm-hmm. So you'd hot glue, like, a stick to their head, and then, like, you'd control it with a stick, because
oh.
they're, like, bobblehead toys,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know?
Oh, yeah.
So I kind of did that sometimes, but, like, I mostly, that was just for the aesthetic, you know? Like, I mostly
right.
did the fingers, but, like, basically all of the famous LPS tubers, they all had acrylics because they were, like, older teen girls. That's why I used the stick because, like, I had chubby little baby fingers because I was, like, in fifth and sixth grade.
So, at the height... At the height of your YouTube fame, how many subscribers did you get and, like, views and stuff?
I got up to 7,000 subscribers, and my highest viewed video was, I think, 400,000 views.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, did you get paid?
I had monetization on my videos, but I didn't have a bank account when I was in, like, fifth or sixth grade.
Oh, that makes sense.
But, like, I don't know where it went because I tried logging back into my monetization, and I think they just, like, took the money away. Like, I think they just... because it was, like, years ago, so I think they just took
it away. You probably would have made...
I had, like, $19 on the account, so...
That's it?
Yeah, because
Why
I
feel
posted
like you
other
more?
Things.
More? Like, almost half a million views, I'd be, like, $1,000.
You would think that. And, like, I had a couple that were up in those ranges. And then, like, that was kind of at the height of my LPS tube career. And then, like, I, you know, my views went down because, I don't know, the highest viewed things on mine were skits. And they were, like, all with, like, toilet humor.
And what was your highest viewed video? I feel like I remember you telling me about this. Was it like, what was it?
It was called LPS Stalker. Girl.
That is so funny. Girl. So it's just a bunch of little kid, like, learning about things way too, like, that's weird.
No, this was a comedy skit. It was, like, this guy, I put a lot of effort into this video. I printed out little pictures of the LPS that he was stalking, and, like, it was a comedy. It was just really strange, and I don't know why it got all those views, but all of the comments were, like, the laughing emoji from, like, five-year-olds. They were like, ha, 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 this is so funny, and I'm like, girl, I know.
I have had lots and lots of YouTube channels.
Yes.
Based on different things, whether it be, you know, Pokemon, Animal Jam, whatever it is.
Animal Jam.
But.
Oh, my God.
I never got views. What was your secret?
I literally don't know. I just, like, I don't know. I put a lot of effort into it because I wanted to be, like, before I even made the channel. Because, you know, when I really got into it is when I watched the videos. And I don't even know how I came across the videos.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I, for, like, 2 years before I actually made a channel, because my mom didn't want me to have a channel because I was a kid.
Right.
And that's weird.
Yeah, my mom would never let me show my face.
Yeah, like, and I didn't show my face at all either.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was a child.
Of course.
But, like, for 2 years before that, I just acted like I was making videos all the time. I'd be like, hey, guys.
Oh,
like, what's
I think
up?
We've all done that.
You know. Because
we're, like, the, okay, annoying, but we're the generation that's growing, that grew up with YouTube.
With YouTube.
Like, so that's kind of our role models rather than, like, actors and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Sure. So, like, we've all grown up doing that rather than just pretending we're, imagining just, like, a real thing.
Yeah.
Imagining, like, YouTube videos. It's so funny.
Literally.
Did you have a lot of friends that played with them too? Like, or like, was it a secret kind of, or?
It was when I got into like fifth grade and sixth grade. I stopped at sixth grade, or was it seventh? I think I stopped after seventh grade because, like, you know, once you get into middle school, you're like, I'm too old to be playing with toys. But really,
even
you're
though
not.
If you happen to be a seventh grader listening to this right now, you are not
you
too
are
old.
Not too
keep
old.
Keep playing with toys as long as you
yeah,
could.
Yeah, like, I don't know why that was a thing, but
it's, yeah,
for
it
some
really
reason,
sucks.
You know, you think that you're too old, but you're
but
still
you're
12, girl.
Yeah.
12 and 13, like, you can still play with toys, especially.
Keep playing. Keep
yeah,
playing.
Keep
with
playing.
Them.
But, yeah. I, like, in third grade, that was, third and fourth grade was when I had friends who, like, had them also.
Oh, okay.
And there's a whole story that I can tell about that. Like,
ooh,
we would kind of, like, trade, mm-hmm. or, like, that was a thing. And yeah. This girl brought to school, this was before I saw LPS tube and when there was, like, value on certain kinds, but this girl had a pelican. And I don't know why, but I just wanted this pelican so bad. Like, with my whole life, I wanted her pelican. And I was like, let me trade you for my ladybug. And she was like, no, I don't want to. Like, I don't want to trade for your ladybug. And so she put her thing back in her backpack, and we went to class. And I was so mad. I was seething with rage.
Do you know who this girl is?
Yes.
Are you friends with her?
No.
Probably why.
I didn't like her.
Oh, you just wanted her pelican.
Yeah, I just wanted her. No, I hated her because she was rude to me.
But in the end, which one was more rare?
Well, neither. No one cares about birds or
See, that's weird.
Ladybugs.
Like, in the world, like, I've done collectings of different things, especially with Pokemon cards. It really is about rarity, and the company kind of sets it because they just decide how much to produce. But it's not really, like, the most popular, like, the most favorite Pokemon or anything. It's just what happens to be the most rare. And this is so different. Like, it's just, like, a YouTuber gets to dictate it. That's really, really odd.
I mean, it's really just by, like, chance as well. And it is by, like, what's the cutest, too, nowadays especially. Like, they made different kinds. They made, like, they did make ones with fuzz. They made ones with, like, glitter on them. The glitter ones are really rare now, but only, like, the ones that are, like, dogs or cats, honestly. Mm.
I feel like I would do really well because I feel like cats and dogs are kind of boring considering they're so, like, normal in real life. Like, I would love all, like, the, you know, whatever, pelicans, ladybugs. Like, all that sounds more interesting. And just, like, yeah, like, the glitter stuff, that sounds cool.
That's how I was before I saw, like, LPS tube. I just liked all of them. Like, I liked the rare animals. Like, they have literally every animal. They have platypus. They have, like, lions. They have jaguars.
Yeah, that's fun.
They have dragons, too. Like, they had a fairy launch.
Ooh,
it was a big
thing. That sounds
fun. No, it was so cool. But... when she put it Our grade school lockers didn't have locks on them.
Okay.
You could just go into your anybody's locker. You could just go in there. So I was like, it's bathroom time, girl. I need to go. No. I need to use the restroom. And I went to her locker and I opened it up and I just took the Pelican out. But I just stared at it for like 10 minutes and then I was too guilty. So I put it back and ran back to class.
That's crazy. That's so funny.
I thought, like, you know when you're a kid and you're like...
Yeah, yeah.
But I knew that she would... I felt like she would know it was me, too. Yeah. Because nobody else wanted it. Like, it was just me.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So, yeah, that's...
I was like, never mind.
So, when did you... Or, I guess, how many LPS did you end up having? Like, how much did you have? Oh, my God.
I had, like, after, at the end of my whole thing, I had at least 500. Like,
oh,
at
my
least.
God.
Yeah, and...
And where'd you get them?
You can get, we had a Toys R Us, and it was sad. Mostly, the best ones were at Toys R Us, but, like, you could get them at Target, and, like, you know, you could get them at Walmart. I got some from Shockpo, because...
Shockpo, yeah.
At one point, LPS changed, this is when it all started to go downhill, LPS changed the models that they made, because they made a TV show, because they got super popular, and so they changed the models, and no one liked the new models, so they weren't making the old, like, shapes anymore of them, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody hated them, they were ugly, like, no one liked them, and that's when it all started to go downhill, because you couldn't get, like, they don't make new, like, of the molds that we like anymore.
Oh, so now they're even more rare, because...
Yeah, that's because
it.
They don't.
There's no more.
Yeah, there's no more new ones.
And Toys R Us is gone.
Yeah, Toys R Us is gone. I mean, Shopko was good for a while because they had, like, old stuff. Like, there were a bunch of... There were, like, three different generations of the good LPS. The first ones were the red magnets, and they had red magnets.
And how... Just for reference, how long was a season or a generation?
Maybe, like, a couple years.
Okay.
I don't really know, like... It, I gotcha. It wasn't that long, but those were like the vintage or whatever. They were very like those ones. They looked like real animals. Like they didn't do fun colors or anything. They looked like animals that you would actually see. Okay. And then the next generation was like it was still magnets, but the magnets were blue. And then there was like gloss over their eyes, and a lot of them had like shapes in their eyes, like stars.
I think I've seen some of those at your house.
Yeah, I definitely. That was my favorite generation because they just looked really cool and the shapes like correlated to like, it would be like, this shape means that they're sassy. This shape means that they're
cool.
Sporty. It was really cute.
Yeah, that's fine.
And yeah, like they would have it themed off of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one just like didn't have shapes in its eyes, but it was like, it had peg, like a place for a peg in its foot so that it could like, you could peg it on a house.
Oh, so it could, like, stand on something?
Yeah, because they have, like, houses and stuff. They made houses for them, and you could, like, yeah, like, peg it into the house.
So those are, like, the best ones for skits and stuff?
Kind of. I mean, not really, because nobody really, like, pegged them into things for the skits.
Yeah.
You would just, like, be walking. You'd make them walk, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I love those.
What are your like rarest? Like we know about the cats and dogs, but beyond that, like what's like actually rare? Like
so
physically rare.
My rarest pet. See, if you didn't know, like this past year I started an Instagram where I was selling some of them because I realized that like, oh shoot, like these are worth money. Like they're worth more money than I paid for them now because like they don't manufacture them anymore.
Right.
So I like one of the pets that I sold, it was a pet that I was considering keeping for the nostalgia because I really liked it as a kid, but like it was one that I rebought on eBay because like you would buy them on eBay since they didn't make them in store anymore.
Yeah.
And I sold it, that pet, only that pet was $70. Someone paid me $70 for that one.
Oh my God.
And she bought a bundle with like two other pets and they were both like, it was a dog, a cat. And then the one that I sold her for $70 was, it was a cat. It was pink and white and like it had blue eyes and then it had like a, it had sparkles around its eye.
Oh.
It was a really cute one, but like, I don't know. I wasn't expecting to get $70. I made over $400 from all of the pets that I sold, and it wasn't even a dent in my collection. I still have two full bins of LPS.
Oh my God. That's crazy. But what about the ones that you still have? Like, what do you think the rarest one is? Or it's worth, maybe? Oh,
I have, like, a lot of rare ones that would be worth a lot. And I thought about selling them, but they're just...
But nostalgia.
They're nostalgic.
And they'll just keep getting worth more.
Worth more. They'll keep losing, it's just so cute. Like, most of them... I think she was probably my most expensive, possibly. But they're all a range of, like, $40 to $50. One of them I did get an offer that was, like, $60 or $70. And I was like, girl, you know, no, it wasn't 70, because if it was 70, I probably would have sold it.
Yeah.
I don't care. But, like, yeah, they're probably, most of my rare ones are, like, 50 to 60-ish. Like, most of the kids try and, that's why I stopped selling them, was because the kids were just so annoying. Like, that girl who bought the $70 one from me, she was, like, a teenager, because teenagers like them, too, still.
Right, because, like, they're cute to decorate. Like, I would honestly buy some from, like, some of the cheap ones from you and just decorate my room somewhere with them. Like, a little shelf with a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Like, cute ones. Like, I like how they look. They remind me of going to, like, Target when I was little and seeing them in the aisle or whatever.
Oh, my God. There was, like, a whole aisle of LPS. I miss those days so much. Like, I miss Toys R Us so much. I would go there for nostalgia still, but it's gone now, so I'm kind of sad.
I like, only ever went to Toys R Us probably, like, twice ever, because there's only one reason to go there, you know what I mean? Like,
it's for toys.
Yeah, like, if you're going there, like, it's Christmas or something.
I would just insist that my parents would take me. I would, like, I got allowance money or whatever for, like, doing chores. Like, I got $2 a week or something. Which was, like, I was banging at $2 a week. That's a lot.
Yeah, how much were they at retail? Like, before they were rarity and stuff?
Yeah, depending on which set you got. Like, an individual LPS. So, like, there were different sets that you could get. Mm-hmm. Individuals would be, like, a pet, and then it would come with, like, one accessory. Like, a bone or, like, something cute like that. Mm-hmm. Those would probably be, like, $7.
Jeez.
Yeah,
like, I expected, like, $3 or something.
No, they're, like, a little bit expensive. Whoa. Not gonna lie. But, like, the bigger sets, like, if you wanted... The next biggest set would usually be, like, 2 or 3 pets and then, like, a couple accessories, like, a bunch of accessories.
Oh.
Those, like, the 2 pets would probably be, like, $10. And then, like, 3 pets, maybe, like, $13, $14, $15, depending on how big the set is and how many accessories come. I don't know. Maybe I'm remembering wrong, but I feel like that's what they were. Bop.
You obviously stopped in middle school.
Yeah.
Pretty normal time. Kids feel like they can't play anymore. We've already talked about this. Yeah. But is there any time since then that you almost started getting into them? Again.
Yeah, I mean, once I started selling them, I really did, like, fall back in, mm-hmm. because some of the people who do LPS stuff now are just so sweet. Like, they were DMing me such sweet things. It wasn't just because they wanted to buy my rare ones either. It was because they're just nice people. Because, right. And there are, like, some of the 12-year-olds, no, this was an 8-year-old. An 8-year-old DM'd me trying to trade with me, and I said multiple times on my account, like,
I don't
do trades because I'm just in it for the money, girl. I don't want any more LPS. And she was trying to trade with me, and I was like, no, I don't do trades. Sorry. And she was trying to guilt trip me, like, it's for my sister. She's sick. And I was like, sorry, girl. Like, she tried to offer me, like, $5 for it, and I'm like, girl, this pet retails for $40 on eBay.
Right.
On eBay. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm already offering a good price. And so she started swearing at me. This 8-year-old, I clicked on her account. Literally 8. I sent you the screenshot of her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
And she called me a B-word.
Oh, my God.
And she was, like, swearing at me.
Starting to think she's not 8.
No, she was. She was very... God. Because she posted a selfie on...
Oh.
Stop her selfies. I was like, girl, this is gonna come back to bite you when you're applying to college, I swear. But yeah, like, I started, she was the reason that I was like, I need to get out of here.
I need to get out of this game.
But no, I was kind of starting to fall back in, and I bought 2 LPS myself with my own money because I'd always wanted them when I was a kid.
Yeah, so might as well.
Yeah, I was like, I'm filling my dreams.
Right.
But they were also cheap, so, you know.
So, I remember you telling me about this girl who offered to buy all your LPS for, like, $1,000 or something.
God, yeah.
Do you want to go into that a little bit? Because, like, I'm not sure completely what that was, but...
Okay, so literally, out of nowhere, she DMs me. Like, she followed me or whatever and liked a couple of my pictures. And then she DMs me and is like, hey, like, my dad... told me I can buy whatever I want today, and I want to buy your LPS. And I was like, oh, yeah, cool. Like, which ones were you interested in? I'd totally be willing to sell them to you.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, I don't want to be greedy, but all of them. Like, she said it with, like, punctuation and stuff. Like, dot, 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 all of them, exclamation mark.
And wasn't she using, like, her dad's credit card or something?
Yeah, she was like, yeah, I have my dad's credit card or whatever here. And I was like, okay, girl, chill. Like, I hope you have consent from him.
Right.
But, literally, I was like, what? Like, all of them? She was like, yes, I want all of them. And I was like, I don't even have all of them posted on this Instagram. And also, like...
Yeah, like, a fraction of them, right?
Yeah, a fraction of them. Because I had already sold a bunch of the rare ones already.
Yeah.
Like, individually, because people just wanted them.
Right.
And so... I was like, oh my god. Like, I wasn't sure if I was ready to part with all of my LPS now, because I was, like, kind of getting back into it.
Right.
But I was like, oh, like, I don't know if I'm really willing to sell all of them. And she was like, well, would you take, like, I don't remember how much, I think she offered $1,000.
I thought it was, like, $1,500.
No, she offered $1,000 at first, and I was like, I don't know. And then she was like, well, what about $1,500?
Because your collection's probably worth, like, $800, right?
It depends, like, if, because I have a lot of rare ones, because, like I said, I was a little bit of a spoiled kid. Like, my mom would just get me a lot of toys when I was younger. And since this was, like, this was everything I did, because I didn't really... Other than theater, at that time, I didn't fully have a hobby because I didn't play sports. I mean, I think my parents tried to get me to play a couple, so I did, like, a little bit, but I didn't like them. Like,
yeah.
I just did them because my parents, like, kind of made me.
Right.
And, like, I did dance, maybe, but I didn't really have anything that I liked other than playing with LPS. And I liked singing, and I did singing because I started lessons when I was younger, but, like...
Right.
This was my childhood thing, so she would buy me a lot. So I have, like, I don't know how much it would all add up to. I'd have to, like, kind of go through each one.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
she
was offering this much
yeah.
for not the rare ones. Because then I showed her a video of my tub full of, like, mm-hmm. the not rare ones, because I was like, maybe I can scam her a little. I was like, I'll just send her, like, this thing of, like, it had cats and dogs, it just didn't have the rare cats and dogs, and then it had, like, all of the other animals, like, lions and tigers and bears, oh my, like, all of, ew, that was so gross, but, you
not
know,
cutting that out,
girl, oh, okay, but, yeah, it had, like, all of those, and she was like, yes, that's exactly what I want, and I was like, okay, $1,500, I didn't think she was serious, but then I was like, wait, what if she is, though? Like, I was kind of hoping for it, because then, like, that would be such a big part of my college fund.
Right. That would totally
That would be so amazing. Like, you know, that would have been life-changing. So I kind of believed her, and I was like, okay, you'll have to send me the PayPal. And she was kind of trying to scam me. She tried to call me. Like, she tried to get me
no,
to call
No, here's where
her.
I come in.
Oh, yeah.
She was like... I know what you're talking, like, now mm-hmm. I completely remember.
Yeah.
So she was, you were like, she was trying to get you to use some pay service that, like, wasn't PayPal, or that wasn't the one that you used.
Yeah.
And you were like, no, sorry, I can't do that. And she was like, oh, okay, that's fine. So she told you that she sent you the money, and she just didn't. She was like, wait, like, can you call me so we can figure this out? And you were like, I don't really feel comfortable with that. Like, what's wrong? And she was like, and I don't think you, like, in your bio or anything said you were a girl or anything.
No.
So, like, it was fine for me to pretend to be you. Yeah. And so she was like, well, please just call me. Like, I need to talk to you.
Yeah.
And so she gave you her number, and you were like, I don't feel comfortable calling her. Like, can you? And
yeah.
I was like, yeah, sure. And so, because I don't care. So I just 67, and I called her, and it was this, like, what was it? It was, like, some... scam, like, number. Like, it was so weird. Imagine yeah. being, like, a scammer and going after LPS accounts. It was so
literally
weird. Like, why spend so much time just to do that? Like, I don't get it. And but that, like, it sucked, because we were getting so excited for a,
like,
scam
money,
artist, a
yeah.
bad scam artist at that. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, what was she like, how is scamming LPS, like, the stuff that you were gonna end up sending her wasn't the rare stuff, so why
no.
would she even, It was so weird. It was so weird. I think she was maybe trying to get your, like, bank statement, and that's why she wanted to use PayPal or something.
No, but she's actually... She was 11, like, and she was actually 11 because I, like, after this whole thing, she once again cursed me out when I didn't give her my number. Like, right. I think she wanted my number so that she could get into my PayPal or something. Yeah. And all of this other stuff, like, she just, like, ended up cursing me out, saying that I was a scammer. And I was like, no, girl, you are. And so
Keep in mind, this is, like, near the end of your Instagram page. So you had, like, tons of sales. Tons of people, right, tons of people, like, were, like, loved it and stuff, and, like, tons of people were buying. Like, she was just totally, like, I don't know what was going on. Maybe it was a prank or something, but, like, she didn't ever say it. I don't know. It was so weird.
I ended up messaging. There were other LPS selling accounts that, like, I was friends with at this point because, like, they would help me with pricing them as well.
Right.
Like, we would just help each other out. And I messaged her, and I was like, hey, like, do you know this person? Like, she offered to buy all of my LPS and pay me $1,500. And I just want to know if she's legit or what she's trying to do. And the girl responded was like, no, like, don't sell to her. Like, she doesn't actually have the money. Like, she's lying. She's an 11-year-old kid who's just, like, trying to mess with people and be annoying.
But, like, obviously that's not enough to stop. Like if there was any chance of getting the money, like, obviously you're not going to stop.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, it obviously told you that it's probably not going to happen, but, like, you still were going to try.
Oh, no, that was after, like, this whole thing happened. Oh, it was after? Because she didn't respond until later, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I still have the account, and people still DM me and stuff, because, like, I didn't delete it. I have, like, over 400 followers.
Do you want to plug it?
No. Like, I'm trying to keep it a secret because I don't want them to find... Like, they have my Venmo and stuff, like, people who actually buy. Okay. But I don't want people to find my personal Instagram and start harassing me on there to sell them LPS.
There's a lot of crazy people in that community. It's weird.
They're kids. They don't understand. Yeah,
okay. It makes sense, then.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's just, not like I'd actually be scared.
I guess it's probably just, like, too much access to internet. It's not that annoying. I didn't have that. I'm just saying, like, it is a problem.
It is a little bit...
Well, Alana, thank you so much for this very enlightening conversation about your obsession with Littlest Pet Shop. I had such a fun time, and I bet everybody listening did too.
Yes, girl.
Do you want to plug your Instagram or anything?
Oh, yeah. So my Instagram is at alana.belke. A-L-A-N-N-A. And then...
Dot.
B-E-I-L-K-E. Yeah. And then, like, if you're cute, I'll give you my Snap. So.
Awesome. And I think that's all we have for you today. So, thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed, make sure to return next week. And I'll see you guys then. Bye.
All right, guys. 99 cents. $4.99. $9.99. Per month. You can now contribute that to my podcast monthly without a Patreon. You can go to anchor.fm/mystrangeaddiction/support. Now listen, you guys know I put an extreme effort to produce this podcast. I record, I edit, I get guests, my friends, all sorts of things, a microphone, everything. It is so much work, and I am not being sarcastic. So if you want to pay me for my efforts, you now can. That is anchor.fm/mystrangeaddiction/support. I will also link it in every episode so you can easily get there below the sponsors. So if you want to go do that, go do that. If you don't and you just want to keep listening for free, that is absolutely fine too. But all you have to do, you guys, is put in your name, email, and card number, and then the amount you want to contribute. And you're all good to go. And by the way, soon I'm going to have benefits for my monthly contributors, such as maybe coming on my podcast. So one more time, that is anchor.fm/mystrangeaddiction/support. And yeah. All right. Bye.